Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Captain Mike joins us now. And Mike, I never thought it would come to this, but the most important question I've been asked to ask you is bass fishing report. Who would have ever thought you'd become a prime bass fishing reporter?
Well, Don, I did slip out earlier in the week before the winds went crazy, and I was targeting speckled trout. But we did catch a bass over in the Bayou Platte area. In the main bayou there, we were fishing popping corks about 18 inches under a cork with a matrix ultraviolet color and throwing right up close to the submerged grass. You could see that submerged grass down under the water, and we try to get that cork within about 12 inches of the edge of that grass, and we'd pop the cork, and we caught some undersized speckled trout. We caught one redfish that was about 17 inches, and we caught a bass. Then we moved. You know, we were looking for some keeper speckled trout. The good news is our water temperatures were hovering around 70. I fished five different areas and caught fish in three of those areas. Where I found the best bite on speckled trout was where two bayous came together, and there's a pretty good amount of current. And one bayou wasn't far from Lake Bourne, and the water was kind of dirty in Lake Bourne. So there was a rip, kind of like you would see offshore, where dirty water and clean water were flowing into these two different bayous. And they intersected with the last bayou. And right along in that rip, we were in about 11 to 15 feet of water. And in about an hour and a half, we caught a dozen speckled trout. Most of them 12 to 13 inches in length. And one of them was 17 inches in length.
Mm-hmm. Mike, that 12 to 19-inch speckled trout slot limit with one over the slot, being able to keep up to 15, would that have flown with your customers, you think? Would that have made them happy?
I've been surveying my customers all last year when it seemed like we had settled on the 13.5 minimum length and 15 fish, and all of them seemed to be good with that. Now, there's quite a bit of conversation about the biology of the speckled trout and why that would help our stocks replenish themselves. I don't know, I hadn't had a lot of time to really think about would they be willing to keep just one over 19. Every once in a while in Lake Pontchartrain in the spring, you do catch some good size ones. And, you know, I'm thinking of a trip in early April last year where we did catch a couple of fish that were over that 19-inch slot. And let's say you catch one that's 22, and, boy, he's a beautiful fish, and you put him in the ice chest, and 20 minutes later you catch one that's 24, and you've already killed the one that's in your ice chest, so the right thing to do is to throw the 24-inch one back.
Correct.
You know, I wonder how many people may put the 24 in the ice chest and
swap them out. I understand. Yeah, right, yeah. Well, there's going to be catches to all of it. Something else I wanted to ask you, and this came up on our freshwater trip this week, and it brought back some of the words of Dudley Vandenboer that he once told me, and he always said, he has a theory, never leave fish to find fish. What is your theory on that? Because it happened to us, and it kind of backfired.
Yeah, our first stop earlier in the week was in Lake Catherine. We fished on the south shore of Lake Catherine. You and I and Dudley have fished there one time many years ago. But anyway, we drifted through there. We caught five fish. and four of them ended up being keepers. And we left and moved to quite a few different areas. Like I said, we fished five different areas, and we were fishing with the trolling motor where you could ease along and, you know, cover a greater amount of water. This time of year, the fish are generally scattered. And at the end of the day, you come back with 18 to 20 fish, and you think, if we'd have just stayed in Lake Catherine and made six drifts, putting four fish in the box per drift, we may have had the same thing and not run all over the place. So it's always, for me, it's always, let's continue to try to look for the bigger, better bite. Got where it. In reality, you may have found what you're going to find and just kind of grind it out. I prefer to move because if I had another trip, then I'd have three different spots that I could go. And, of course, the wind might dictate that you can't fish on the south shore of Lake Catherine, which may be the case today with a north wind. The south shore may be rough, and it may be getting dirty as we speak. Mm-hmm. So I like to move around and, you know, sort of eliminate spots that way.
Got it. Mike, last night, a friend of ours, good fishing buddy, Sam Barbera, was inducted posthumously into the CCA Hall of Fame. You have a benefit fishing trip that is coming up on April 17th, and you're taking bids on it. How's the bidding going on it right now?
Well, last week after we spoke on the radio, a local gentleman upped the bid to $1,350. So our bid is now standing at $1,350, and I'm starting to consider a second boat and see if we can double up. I'm gonna contact the gentleman that had the last bid at $1,300 and see if he would still be willing to go at that rate. We're gonna make the cutoff April the 8th, and that way we'll be able to announce it on your show, who the winner's going to be, and go forward from there. But I am, since it seems to be, you know, the possibility we can make a really nice donation to Mission 22, I'm starting to consider the option of a second boat.
I think that would make Sam even happier.
Right. I'm going to reach out to several of the captains that work for me, and we'll see if one wants to do that, and we'll go from there.
And they can see all the information, the details on the trip, and how to bid at your website, aaofla.com, correct?
That's right. You can go to aaofla.com and click on Mission 22, and it'll explain what we're doing in honor of Sam Barbera and Mission 22, what their mission is. You can read all about it right there.
And that trip will be televised on Bayou Wild TV, so you get to become a rock star if you buy the trip.
That's right. Our good friends. That's right. Our good friends at Bayou Wild will film it. Hopefully, we have a good showing, and I hope it gets traction, and we can just do it every year.
All right, we got to tell some Sam Barbera stories too. That's worth the price. That's worth the price of the trip, right there.
Plenty of those.
Mike, have a good weekend, my friend. We'll see you next time.
Thank you, Don. We'll talk to you then.
All right. Captain Mike Gallo, Angling Adventures of Louisiana.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.